This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
First off, why in your mind is the governor apologizing?
It seems to me like it's a bit of a PR stunt, to be honest with you. The tensions between the Seneca Nation and the governor have been widely reported and are fairly significant. And there still seems to be somewhat of a pretty big gap between what the governor is hoping to get out of Seneca Gaming going forward and what the Seneca people are willing to give.
How much does this apology fix as far as relations between the state and the Senecas?
Well, it's a bit of a political move. I think the Seneca politicians are probably going to feel a lot better about this than the bulk of the Seneca people. And I can't speak for all Seneca people, but the ones that I'm talking to are still pretty upset that she literally extorted over $500 million out of them and then turned around and gave it the lion's share of it to, you know, for a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. I mean, there was a process, and while much of the reporting on that whole process with revenue sharing suggests that the Senecas, you know, had exhausted all remedies, the Senecas had one position left, was that they felt like the arbitration ruling that said they had to pay that money needed to have approval from the Interior Department because they essentially had rewritten part of the compact. And while they were waiting for that response from the Interior Department, Hochul froze all of the bank accounts of the Seneca Nation in an attempt to force payment out of them. And I think the Seneca people are still really, really upset about that.
And how does this apology help with negotiations on a new casino compact?
Well, obviously they should be completely unrelated, but you can't help but believe that this is somewhat of a social event intended to smooth over relations. With the hope, at least from the governor's standpoint, that the negotiations going forward are going to be easier. You have to remember, the J.C. Seneca ran on a platform of no revenue sharing. I don't know if he's softening his stance as it relates to Governor Hochul or not, but I know the Seneca people still are pretty adamant that they don't see any room with the current things coming forward, including federal budget cuts and everything else. They don't see the room to be giving up revenue sharing to the state of New York when the state of New York is essentially their biggest competitor in gaming.
How much revenue sharing is there supposed to be between the Senecas and the state for the casinos, and how should that change because New York State opened the door to casinos in other parts of New York?
Well, there's not supposed to be any revenue sharing. There's nothing in the law that says the Senecas have to give anything to the state. The whole idea of revenue sharing was based on whether the state could offer some sort of concession that had value, that was quantifiable and significant, meaning the value of whatever the state gave up to the Senecas had to be greater than what the Senecas were willing to share in terms of revenue. And that was never the case. And the fact of the matter is, the state of New York is the Seneca Nation's biggest competitor in gaming. So there's almost nothing the state can give to the Senecas to offset revenue sharing. So there almost is no number that the state of New York could reasonably expect that would actually meet what should be the federal requirements, that, you know, that revenue sharing comes from a concession that has value.
And how likely do you think the negotiations will last or continue to last before we finally get a deal?
That is really a good question, because nobody dreamed it would have dragged on this long, especially when a new president of the Seneca Nation was elected who ran on a specific platform. You would think that they would have moved off of this subject. And I mean, look, the compact is a lot more complicated than just revenue sharing. There are a lot of other issues associated with that. Revenue sharing isn't a requirement within a compact. So it's a little peculiar that one issue still lingers as the dominant issue that keeps this thing from moving forward. So it's one of these things that's probably got to get resolved more quickly than sooner than later, I should say. But at this point, I don't know if anybody has, I don't think Seneca Nation's offered any timelines to their own people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.